Saturday Night Live debuted its new season over the weekend. In studio, Jim Carrey played Joe Biden, who met Alec Baldwin's President Trump for a debate and brought a tape measure to be sure they were very far apart. The cast of SNL includes Bowen Yang. Last year, he became the show's first Chinese-American cast member and one of the few openly gay cast members in SNL history. He spoke with NPR's Sam Sanders.
For a few months this year, the cast of SNL, like a lot of us, was working from home. The final episodes of their last season had the cast doing their own lighting, green screens in their apartments. These episodes looked like a Zoom call. Bowen Yang was a part of those shows. Here's his review of one of those sketches.
I'm just going to be pretty hardline and say that it was bad. Like the comedy suffered.
But no more. The new season of SNL premiered this past weekend, and the team was together in person.
I'm so curious about how y'all pull this off in the midst of a pandemic.
I'm curious too. I mean, I'm like, it's all going to be like a Schrodinger's cat situation, even for me, where it's like, we won't know if the cat's alive or dead until we open the box. But no, I think it'll be great.
Bowen Yang, for his part, did pretty great. He brought back his character Qin Biao, the snarky Chinese trade minister.
Okay, you're worried we're stealing your identity? Honey, your phone unlocks with your face.
Bowen Yang began at SNL in 2018 as a writer. By the next season, he was in front of the camera. He's played Kim Jong-un.
What? That's like saying democracy is better than dictatorship.
That's the kind of talk that get you poisoned, bro.
And presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
I'm literally giving free money to people, and I'm still in sixth place.
Impressions made possible by his Asian identity. But Bowen has also had some really successful sketches rooted in being queer, like the one where he plays a former social media manager for the food corporation Sarah Lee. He gets in trouble for posting too much from his personal life.
Yes, I did write this. Wow, okay, security downstairs stopped letting people into harness party at Sarah Lee office. We have to do better. Must get rid of toxic in the community.
These sketches, they have expanded the kinds of comedy SNL can do. And they've been incredibly popular. But Bowen doesn't want you to really see them as anything out of the ordinary.
The more you see this, the more you'll get used to it. At this point, I'm just like, oh, I would love for there to just be a normal mid-frequency response to you seeing a queer Asian person on camera being queer and Asian.
Yeah.
Without digging into the politics behind, well, that's all they can do. Like, that's all Bowen does is be queer and Asian. Or in the same way that you don't sort of remark on the fact that a straight white cis cast member would come on and that you don't assign those descriptors onto them in their performance.
And so Bowen says this season, he's maybe focused a bit less on what the audience actually thinks.
I kind of don't really care about how my tenure on the show is perceived in any particular way, other than the fact that I want this to facilitate something better for the next person. Like that's kind of like the only duty I'm bound to at the show at this point.
I love that.
This season of SNL, you will most likely see Bowen Yang a lot. He will most likely make you laugh, but just know, he's not really doing it for you. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Hear more of Sam's talk with Bowen Yang, where he says Grey's Anatomy may have inspired his whole career, on Sam's excellent podcast, It's Been a Minute from NPR.